Good morning, Philippines. It's your podcaster, Nathan, once again, airing Cute Pinoy Portal at blogspot.com. We are live here sa SM MOA, wherein we'll be interviewing one of the gorgeous guy nandito tayo live ngayon. He is the owner of a spa from Cavite. So, there you go. In behalf of our podcaster, Alan, na wala ngayon, we will be recording this podcast and we will be uploading this later. And to all our subscribers, you can go ahead and download our podcast. Just go to iTunes and then type Cute Pinoy. That's for free. And of course, live streaming sa Cute Pinoy portal that blogspot.com. Here we go. Okay, so go ahead and introduce yourself po.
Hi, I'm David. I own the DHS, or what we call David Haven Spa, from Cavite. We're actually here talking to one of our favorite blogger, okay, and we wanted him to actually help us also promote our spa, and he wanted to open up a new venture for a different market, not only in Cavite but also in Manila, because soon we're going to operate also at Samoa, and then at the same time, gusto namin na ma-visit niyo rin yung part ng Cavite na unexplored pa ng mga Manila clients. So we just wanted to actually do it ng mas maganda, because we trust all of you people listening to this interview na mas magbigyan yung opportunity na mabisita yung Cavite area.
Dave, you're running your business for how long na po?
We're running this business for about 1 year, almost a year na. Yung isang branch namin sa Imus, 1 year na siya, last December 28. Our second branch is going for 1 year, this March 28. And then our Molino branch will be sa April naman siya. And then ang gentry namin is on May. And then soon we're going to operate Samoa by roughly around July. Yun yung pinakabagong branch na hinahawakan namin.
Okay. So basically for a long span of 1 year, nag-run na yung original na branch mo, tama?
Yes.
Okay. Before ka nag decide na magkaroon ng spa, prior nito, anong nature of business ang ano mo, and what leads you to start this kind of industry?
I'm working in sa isang sports industry din, and at the same time as I'm a sports medicine student, and then sa ibang bansa. So passion ko talaga na magkaroon ng isang spa, all about wellness, relaxation, rehabilitation, yung mga ganyan bagay.
When it comes to spa, we cannot separate the reality, or we cannot avoid na meron talagang something similar na di natin maiwasan. Ito nga, kasi nga, there are innumerable spas like here in Manila, na urban area, urban zone, na nag-ooperate, though legally, kasi diba, they have like complete papers and all that, but the thing here is, I don't know if they tolerate this kind of activity, which is what we call extra service. Now, question. In this kind of industry, hindi ka ba kinakabahan na, okay, alright, parang ito yung mangyayari, expect ko na to na it has something to do with this kind of activity na ang mangyayari?
Venturing into this business, pinag-aralan ko rin yun na alam ko it will link to those kind of things. Pero if we can actually avoid and try to not promote it, siguro may iba yung ano, yung magiging learning at sa education ng mga tao nagpupunta sa spa. The reason why we actually doing this kind of promotion and at the same time wanted to talk to you, it is because I wanted to see how you can actually rate yung mga difference pa naman sa Cavite Air, because we knew dito sa Manila may mga ganyang klaseng mga services na. Hindi naman din ako sabi ko magiging impokrito sa mga ganyang bagay, because gusto ko rin naman makita at saka maramdaman kung ano yung mga services na mga ina-offer ng difference pa, kasi competitive checking yun para sa akin. So may mga magagaling talagang masahista, may magaling talagang masahista na masahisang masahista, at meron din ang mga masahista na magaling din naman dun sa mga extra services na tinatawag natin. Pero yun nga lang, sabi ko nga, diba, ang pinakaano sa atin is that how are we going to rate yung mga spa na pinapasukan natin, and then at the same time is how are we going to educate the public into this kind of things, because sometimes it becomes immoral at the same time, because maybe sa culture, or maybe because eto na yung kinagisna natin eh. Yun, so ang target talaga namin is to balikta rin yung education na ang relaxation is supposed to be relaxation at the same time, may relaxation na good time at sa relaxation na relaxation talaga.
How do you hire a therapist? Is there any specific qualification, or how do you hire, or how when it comes to employment?
One factor, of course, syempre sa industry natin, kailangan ng mukha ng tao. Yan, number one yan. Or else, pag walang mukhang tao, mahirap ibenta para sa mga kliyente. Yan, so titingnan mo muna kung kayang maibenta para sa public, and then para malaki din yung maging income ng not only the therapist, but also the spa owners para sa kanya. Madali siyang ibenta, kumbaga. And then, pangalawa, hinahanapan namin sila ng mga license. May mga license na ang government ngayon, like TESDA, and now we're doing DOH na license kasama sa qualification. Pero syempre, advantage kapag ang tao merong magandang exposures sa iba't ibang spa kasi naging versatile yung tao eh. Yung versatility niya, lumalawak na nagiging open-minded siya sa mga perspective. Mahirap kasi mag-hire ng mga taong unexperienced tapos biglang maanuhan ng ibang tao ng magkakaroon ng mga indecent proposal. Mahirap siyang mahirap turuan. So we need to really explain that to them that these things might happen. Bilang so kapag nag-hire kami ng tao, open kami sa lahat ng situations sa pwedeng mangyari.
Now, here we go. I noticed on your promotion that you guys are posting like nude pictures, and well, it has something to do with like selling sex. How do you differentiate or how do you separate the reality? Now, okay, this is we provide a legitimate service without paano mo. How do you differentiate?
Well, when I was trying to study about these things, kasi nga, ang hirap kasi sa spa ngayon, you need to compete with the market. Pag hindi kami naglabas ng katawan ng tao, hindi kami mabibenta. So, kahit na anong promotion na gawin namin, oh, we are a home spa, we are health spa, kailangan pa rin namin maging kompetensya. Kung hindi, mangungulelat kami. Hindi na kami kikita. So, at least people will see yung advertisement namin as an eye catch for them. But not necessarily that we are promoting sex and all those kind of stuff sa market. Kasi, still the same thing, nudity still an art, kahit anong gawin natin yan. So, yung mga pictures na yon, we appreciate it, they just appreciate it, and we promote it. At the same time, not necessary na kailangan paghubadin mo rin yung mga therapist. Yan, kasi pagdating naman nila, mga therapist naman, naka-scrubs, nakadamit naman yan, hindi naman yan nagmamasahe na nakahubad. Yan, depende na lang.
So, you mentioned a while ago that in hiring a spa, first, the personality of the therapist, the second one is, of course, capacity to do such responsibility. Like, dapat license ka, or may kakayahan ka, or wala mang license, as long as may experience. Now, personality, of course, kasi kailangan pag binenta mo yung isang product, we have this kind of packaging. Now, if you're gonna sell your product, oh, let's put it this way, hindi siya service. Let's put it this way. Kung hindi siya product, kung hindi siya service ang binibenta mo, and then you are put it in a package, how do you package your product?
May traditional na masahe kasi tayong tinatawag eh. We have Swedish, we have Thai, and then we have Shatsu na talagang very common sa mga clean spa na tinatawag natin. Kaya na nga, sabi ko nga, kapag nag-maintain kami ng ganito, hindi kami makakuha ng kliyente. So we need to actually try to repackage all this kind of treatments into more sensual, more likely, mas maengganyo yung tao. Tapos pinalitan namin siya ng mga pangalan.
Yeah, I noticed in your Facebook account that you guys provided like any packages, and then you're trying to innovate your, let's say, product. Let's not mention service. Your product. You try to innovate it. Tell me something, tell the listeners about your products.
Okay. Commonly, ang ino-operate ng services ng DHS is apat lang. Hair spa, foot spa, body scrub, at saka body massage. Pero yung innovation na ginagamit namin is that, let's say for example, sa hair spa, ito common to kapag nagpunta ka ng salon, hair spa yung tinatawag nila. So what we're doing with our hair spa is that we provide them different massage treatments sa hair na hindi ginagawa ng salon. Kasi ang salon, kasi they only put treatment eh. Yung parang mga chemicals na hinahalo sa pampalambot ng buhok. Ito, nilalagyan namin siya ng scalp massage, tapos nilalagyan namin ng mentholated mga chemical, hindi naman chemicals, yung mga shampoos yung namin para mas mukhang relaxing para sa mga taong mag-a-avail. Tapos sa body scrub naman, ang common na ginagamit kasi is yung kilala natin na milk salt. Yan. So, bihirang-bihira sa spa na regular spa na kagaya namin ng maliit na industriya na gumagamit ng coffee grains. Yeah, so ito inintroduce namin yun na para lahat ng tao, kasi makakita ka lang ng mga coffee grounds pa sa mga hotel, mga first class hotel na spa. So kami, inopen namin siya for the public para mas mura siyang tingnan, na hindi na sabihin mo na kailangan pa pumunta, magbayad ng mahal. Yan, sa amin, makakakuha kayo ng isang magandang scrub, body scrub na product na same thing na sa hotel din. na makikita mo. Yan. Tapos boots pa naman, common kasi sa ano sa mga salon din, yun ang gagawin, i-scrub lang nila yung ano, tatanggalin yung kalyo, yung mga ganung bagay. And then tapos konting masaya. So kami hinahaluan namin to ng 2-3 flex tapos a foot scrub din na ano na ginagamit namin na parang coffee grains din, kagaya ng ano ng body scrub. Yun sa masahin namin, dun kami nagkaroon ng innovations. Ng malaking-malaking innovation. So, we don't stick sa traditional na shatsu or thai or Swedish. Lahat ng treatment namin, it's all pure combination massage. Pinaghalo-halo namin siya, and then, dahil nga kailangan namin makapag-compete sa market, then we add on some sensual touch, touches that others are calling it like tantra, tantric or something ganun bagay, and then at the same time yung mga sensual massage na tinatawag nila. So yung mga tao nagpupunta sa amin, they avail those kind of services kasi hindi siya masyadong bastusin, na alam mo na hanggang dito lang sila. Yan. So we call it yung combination massage namin na tinatawag plus light sensual touch. Yan, we call it ecstasy. It's close to addiction. Sabi nga lang, pag ecstasy kasi narinig mo yung ecstasy, oh parang gamot yan, nakaka-addict. So we call it also the same thing. It's because people comes in to our spa with those kind of thinking na I want to avail this. It's because gusto ko siya ulitin kasi it's more relaxing compared to traditional massage. Yan. And then the other one is that we call it Epicurean. Sa ibang spa, they call it yung mga body-to-body na ano, na masahe. So sa amin, we modify those kind of things in a lighter way. Imbis na katawan yung ginagamit namin, we use our shoulders and arms to actually do it na parehas din ng sensation ng taong makaka-experience nun. And then we do some Kama Sutra positionings na kamay lang din ang gumagana, na hindi dumidikit yung katawan ng therapist, na magmumukha siyang like yung sa iba na body-to-body na massage na tinatawag nila. And then we have yung Geminus massage. Ito naman yung twin massage para sa ibang spa. Yung Geminus naman siya, synchronized movement siya ng spa namin. Whereas, ang mga traditional na twin massage kasi is that both legs, yung dalawang therapist, sa amin, umiikot siya. So, isa munang nasa ulo, sabay na sabay nilang ginagawa. Isang nasa upper extremities, isang nasa lower extremities. So, hindi namin na-synchronize na movement yon. Kapag inulit siya, mas mapropolong. Kasi, pag yung 30 minutes mo na ginagawa, may nagmamasay sa upper extremities and then lower extremities na 30 minutes din, pag binaliktad nila yon ng 30 minutes, mas mahaba yung ano, yung relaxation period niya, kahit na sabihin mo na 1 hour lang yun, kasi mas namamasahe yung tao kumpara dun sa mga twin massage lang na isang paa dun sa kabilang side or katawan, isang arm, tapos yung isa nasa lumbar area or sa mepetan, yung isa nasa thoracic area or isa nasa cervical area sa may neck and shoulder. So kami, ginagawa namin siya na isang nasa upper extremities, isang nasa lower extremities.
Okay, thank you so much for providing us information regarding your new products and innovations. Question, does it really result or leads to ES then?
Well, 85% of the clients coming over to DHS is that are all bisexuals and discreet people. I would not lie to those kind of things.
Good thing, because our listeners, our numbers or the percentage of our listeners are part of LGBT community. And they are also subscribing in iTunes. You can go ahead and promote. So, yeah, go ahead.
And so, 85% of our clients are actually gays, discreet, bisexuals. Kasi ito yung may market eh. Sila yung may pera, they have something to spend for because they really wanted to have a luxury life or yung satisfaction na tinatawag natin na sa buhay natin na kailangan work-life balance. Sila yung nakakagawa nito. Kasi if you're going to actually look for us, straight people doing it, ang mga straight na tao kasi, lalo na sa lalaki, they only want good time. Yan, good time kaagad yung ano. So, maraming spa na pwede nang silang puntahan dun eh. Na ano, so, we are not going to compete with those kind of things. Meron naman mga straight din na gusto ng pagkain at saka ng relaxation at saka ng comfort. Other spas also offering those kind of things like Wensha. Yan, sikat sila sa ganyang bagay. And then, may mga babae kasi na medyo masaselan sa mga gantong bagay. Kaya 15% of our clients are coming over also discreet female. Ang gusto nila, nagmamasahe sa kanila lalaki din, hindi babae. Kasi they felt na mas strong yung kamay ng lalaki kumpara sa babae. Or sometimes, may mga female kami na gusto ng mas lalaki yung ahawa kasi they felt more comfortable than doing it with female na magmamasahe sa kanila. So, kanya-kanya talagang preference eh. Hindi mo talaga masasabi. Pero, I would not deny that 85% of our clients coming over to our spa are actually gay crowd and then discreet bisexuals yan. Yan talaga ang ano, yan talaga ang market namin. Pero yun lang ha, pagpunta nila sa amin, what they're actually convinced is that yung treatment na binibigay namin sa kanila is sobra-sobra. Wala na silang expect pa na something more. Kasi when you avail of our services, binibigay na namin yung lahat-lahat. Hindi na makipagsalita sa yung therapist kasi nakapackage na siya eh. So, and then, yun pa isang malaking bagay na ginawa namin is that the money back guarantee policy. Na kapag hindi ka satisfied sa therapist mo, you don't need to pay. Okay lang na hindi mo bayaran. For as long as, isasabihin mo kung bakit yung reasons. Yan, kasi meron kaming mga comments and suggestions after you actually avail our services. Or you can repeat the same thing. Kapag hindi ka okay dun sa isang therapist, then we're going to look for another therapist na suitable para sa'yo. But we don't do show-ups pa mga therapist namin or wala kaming mga tinatawag na aquarium na ano, wala kaming ganyan kasi naka-rotate lahat ng mga therapist namin eh. Pero lahat ng therapist namin are all standard in doing their own techniques and movements using our own products.
Because we already... texted this, diba, na regarding nga sa kung ano bang gusto talaga ng tao, kung ano ba talaga, mas gusto ba nilang yung may itsura or wala. This is two separate issue. How do you handle this? Kasi medyo madrama ka sa Facebook eh, no? So, just to give you a heads up guys, you can go ahead and check their Facebook. Pupromote natin yan mamaya. Now, going back to the question, paano mo yun inaano? Kasi diba, nag-post ka nga na may maraming mga tao na mas gusto talaga, mas gusto nila itong may itsura. So, dito talaga sila pupunta sa spa na to. Meron namang iba na, diba, it's no longer about the, ano eh, the relaxation. If you guys are marketing this kind of market, the target market na mga bisexual, though hindi naman lahat, diba, pero meron talagang, yung, alam mo yun, deep within, napaka-hypocrite naman ng isang ano na pupunta doon din. Then, paano mo ma-handle yun, sir? Kasi, diba, that's quite parang, di naman dilema, pero diba, sila different.
When we operate DHS, on the first few months, few days, ang talagang nagkakatalo kami dyan sa values, goal setting, yan, saka objective ng isang company. Kasi yung DHS kasi, it's a family business. So, ang values niya, medyo, ang gusto namin is that tumulong sa tao. Lalo na yung mga unang batch na kinuha namin ng mga therapist is yung mga out-of-school youth na tao na gusto makapagtrabaho, kumita ng kaunti. So, dyan talaga nagkaroon ng, ano, ng times. Kaya nga sabi ko nga na, eto, sa ating vlogger ngayon, na nung kinausap ko siya, sabi ko sa kanya is that, meron talagang dilema na nangyayari sa amin about it na kasi pag nagdire-direcho ako, magkakaroon ng gantong problema. You can erase that fact. So what I'm doing right now is that meron kaming hinahire na mga tao na tinitrain namin na yung sabi nga natin na medyo walang mukha, mahirap i-market, yan, to become admins of our company. Which is sila yung nagmamarket, sila yung humaharap sa tao. While yung iba naman na may mga mukha na therapist, yun ang pinagmamasahe namin sa mga kliyente namin. So, tool out. Pero lahat ng kinukuha namin na may mukha man yan o walang mukha, lahat yan, multi-skilled na mga tao yan, they're all trained on the same thing. Yan. Walang classification kung maganda ka, gwapo ka, or whatsoever. For as long as you have the passion, and then you have the courage to actually do everything what we actually wanted to tell you or gawin yung trabaho, then we are supporting you ng lahat-lahat ng bagay. Pero yun talaga, ang pinaka-dilema niya na nangyari is that what you've been telling me is that mas gusto ng kliyente yung may itsura. Yun, dito na lang nagkakatalo. Alright? Ang DHS kasi may magandang kamay. Yan. Kung talagang relaxation na gusto mong i-promote, kaya namin ibigay yung magandang masahe na gusto mo. Na hindi ka titingin sa mukha ng tao. Pero plus factor na meron din kaming mga therapist na may mukha at may magandang kamay. So, ang parati namin tinuturo sa mga therapist namin is that it doesn't matter kahit wala kang itsura or wala kang ganun kagandang katawan. Kasi babalikan ka ng kliyente kapag marunong ka magmasahe at matino ka magmasahe. Bibigyan ka ng bibigyan ng tip niyan kahit hindi ka mag-extra service, kikita at kikita ka. Yun lang ha, hindi nga ganun ka big time. Long term siya, hindi siya yung short term lang na, ano, na bagay na ginagawa. Kasi sabi nga nila, meron ako nakausap tao na ang isang therapist, meron siyang expiry date din. When he reaches this kind of age, parang out na siya sa market, yeah, naluluma na siya. Well, nangyayari din naman din sa spa namin kasi pag tumatagal yung therapist namin ng 3 months, 4 months, humihina yung market niya. Kahit na sobrang gwapo siya o sobrang ano, it is because mostly all the clients already kinuha na siya. I mean, kinuha na siya as therapist. So, nasubukan na siya lahat. So, kaya ang ginagawa namin talaga, that's the reason why I operate again and other branches, na kailangan namin siya i-rotate, na hindi naluluma yung isang therapist dun sa isang branch namin para nagkakaroon sila ng pare-parehas na kita. Yan, so iniikot namin siya ng iniikot. Yun talaga ang pinakana namin, talagang tumulong. Yan. Pero yung gawain ng therapist sa loob ng cubicle, yun, hindi na namin alam yun. Yan. We're not really promoting it, but because we have confidentiality issues, whatever stays in whatever happens inside the room stays inside the room between clients and the therapist. Kasi sa kanila na yun eh. Yan, basta kami, tinuro namin sa therapist na eto lang ang kailangan yung standard na gawin, eto ang ginagawa nila. Kasi mas mahirap kapag lumabas ang kliyente na may client complaint. Yan, mas mahirap yun. Kasi yun kasi, dahil nga sa money back guarantee policy namin, we need to render again the same service for free. Yan, uulitin ulit ng ibang therapist yun. So, binayaran ng kliyente is isang beses lang, pero dalawang beses namin gagawin. So, it will be a lost revenue for us. That's why all our therapists are actually doing training at least about once every month. Na parang training lang siya para masynchronize, pare-parehas. Pumapasok pa rin kami sa standard, pare-parehas na movement, pare-parehas na skills. Yan, yun, so yun ang ginagawa namin. Talagang mahirap i-compare ang isang therapist na gwapo, may itsura, magaling ang kamay. Yan talagang bestseller yan. Pero meron din talaga sa akin na makakamit ka ng mga therapist. Kasi iba-iba yung tsura ng tao na gusto mo. Hindi naman yung iba gusto maliit, mataba, yan, maitim, maputi. Diba? Different people got different preferences eh. But we have all those kind of preferences sa spa namin. Kasi spa has a huge set of clients, huge set ng staff na iba-iba yung itsura nila. It's not only they're very diverse, correct. Yan, iba-iba yung itsura, may maliit, may matangkad, yan, may malaki katawan, may ano, para na ma-market namin para sa lahat ng tao na may gusto.
Okay, on that thought, there's no need for you to explain or differentiate the urban zone spas and the rural zone spas. Kasi nga, by that kind of answer, medyo malinaw na sa ano na. Well, it's a good thing, di ba? At least meron. Now, eto nga, lately, I've noticed on your Facebook account that your employees evaporate. Now, my question is, how do you handle people? Like, di ba? Parang, ang nangyari kasi dito sa spas kasi in the urban zone, if you guys are aware of that, parang people come and go. Parang naging hopper na lang yung ano eh, mga therapists. Parang naging standards is parang bumabash. So how do you handle people?
Sa amin kasi, kagaya nga sinabi ko, yung dishes kasi, it's a family-owned, family-oriented na spa. Na ang lahat ng mga therapists namin, dinuturing namin silang pamilya. Ito lang ha, ang nangyari sa amin is that, itong sa pagkakataon na to, actually, this is the second time na nangyari sa amin na nawala yung mga therapist namin. Not because they're losing their job or they're doing something bad. It's just that kasi nga, di ba nga, naluluma yung therapist eh. Wala tayong magagawa doon. Kaya naniniwala ako na talaga ang tao, kapag di ka na kumikita, kailangan mo talaga ano eh. Kailangan mo lumipat ng ibang spa for survival. Yan. So ako tanggap ko yung ganung bagay kasi ang laki ng population sa Pilipinas eh. Ang dami naghahanap ng trabaho. So, hindi ako nawawala ng hope na merong papalit at may papalit. Ang pinakamali lang kasi na ginagawa ng therapist that masyadong maluwag ang DHS. Yun, aminado ako sa towards them. Kasi dahil nga masyadong pamilya yung ano, yung approach. So, we trust them a lot na kahit yung mga numbers ng mga clients namin na binibigay namin sa mga managers namin na sa-save sa mga phone nila. Yan, yun, naibigay namin yun sa kanila kasi they're doing marketing out of loyalty. Kaya lang, in this situation, on the first time kami nawalan ng mga numero ng mga client namin is that pinirata ng isang spa yung mga therapist namin at the same time, ang marketing people. So, lahat ng buong team na isang branch namin, lahat yun nawala, bigla. Kasi nakita nila siguro na magaling yung team ng DHS sa marketing tapos ang bilis nilang makakuha ng tao. Pero yun lang nga, di ba? Sabi nga, di ba? Ang isang estudyante magiging forever student 'yan. Kasi ang isang expert o isang teacher, aral niya na lahat-lahat ng bagay. Hindi makokopya ng isang estudyante ang isang bagay na tinuro ng isang teacher, pero kaya niya mag-innovate. Kaya ng estudyante mag-innovate ng mga bagay-bagay, pero kasi nga dahil nga sa kawalan ng tamang edukasyon ng kinukuha naming mga therapist kasi binibigyan namin sila ng chance ang ito yung kagayang sinabi ng mga out of school youth, natututo lang din naman sila sa amin. Yan. So, ang ginawa nila is that they keep all the numbers of our clients and then they transfer to another spa using those numbers again to promote themselves and to promote the new spa that they're actually working with. Kaya lang ang problema is that yung mga client namin, some of them are discreet, mga pamilyadong tao na naapektuhan din for a time. Dahil kasi nakukuha yung numero na napopromotan ng ibang spa, alam naman natin yung ibang spa, hindi mo naman malalaman kung ano yung andar nila, kung ito ba o tawag nila. Sabi nga nila, di ba, merong mga spa call o may happy ending ng mga spa, di ba? Baka magkaroon ng problema, mabasa ng asawa or mabasa ng ng mga asawa nila or let's say mga partners nila na nagpunta sa ganong spa, bakit nagkaroon ng numero ng ganon, di ba? So, kasi hindi issues kasi it's really known as a home spa. Bahay na bahay siya, kaya ang setup namin talaga pagpasok mo pa lang ng spa namin, bahay na kagad ang insura niya, hindi mo siya mapapagkamalang spa. Kasi yun talaga yung gusto namin promote, na ang mga client namin, nagiging kaibigan namin, nagiging barkada namin, yan talaga yung image na pinoportray namin, na pupunta kayo dito para tumambay at mag-relax. Hindi kayo pupunta dito para magpamasahe lang. Yan, so, yeah. We focus on repeat clients, then walk-in clients. Yan talaga yung pinaka main goal namin.
Walk-in sila in the sense na babalik din siya in the latter part. Yun nga, we're running out of time. We are now 30 minutes in our podcast. And of course, sir, you can go ahead and promote. You're looking forward na mga matry ko yung ano niyo, and I'll be more happy to review those services. And yun nga, this sobrang saya kasi thank you for the trust na i-podcast natin to, and of course you are planning to run dito sa urban zone na magtayo ng mga business. So yeah, as a closing remark, as a spa owner, any message to our listeners, to your prospect clients na nakikinig natin ngayon, so any message, you can go ahead and promote or any Twitter, Facebook, or messages.
Well, I'm really proud that Filipinos right now are actually learning how to have a good relaxation para sa sarili nila. Nagbibigyan na rin ng time. Dumadami yung spa industry sa atin na nagbibigay talaga ng magandang services. Yun, magandang opportunities din para sa mga ibang mga Filipino na magkaroon ng magandang trabaho. Na yun lang nga, sabi ko na pinaka problema lang namin is that sana yung mga therapist na, may mga therapist kasi na therapist na therapist yun. We need to respect those kind of people. Pero meron din kasi mga therapist na also for good time lang din yung hinahabol nila. Hindi naman natin masisisi kasi hindi naman mayaman yung bansa natin eh. Lahat gagawa tayo ng mga bagay-bagay na para mabuhay, para may makain sa pamilya natin, makatulong sa pamilya natin, or even sa sarili natin, na meron tayong mga gusto. So, yung mga therapist na to, huwag sanang ilalahat ng mga publiko na lahat masasama. Kasi may mga therapist din na may mabubuti. Huwag lang bibigyan sana ng masamang connotation. Kasi lahat naman tayo, sabi ko, tao, pare-pares tayo, gusto lang magtrabaho. Sa akin naman yun, I would like to invite everybody na mag-visit sa David Haven Spa. Okay, we call it DHS, Home Spa Beyond Relaxation. Sa meron kaming branches sa Imus, sa Cahuit, sa Molino Bacoor, sa Gentry. And then soon, para sa mga Manila-based followers namin sa Facebook, magkakaroon na kami this coming July dito sa MOA ng isa pang branch, para maramdaman nyo naman din kung ano yung DHS. Kasi marami na ako curious bakit ang mga promotion namin very relaxed, hindi siya yung ganun very competitive. So we're always producing new things, and at the same time even our clients are actually communicating with us with a very homey ambience sa chat namin. So family talaga siya. So gusto namin mag-visit niyo siya para maramdaman niyo din yung isang spa na kakaiba, na hindi lang pupunta para magpamasahe or pupunta para mag-good time. Ito yung talagang mag-relax kayo, kasi yung venue namin, sa facilities namin, bahay talaga siya. So pagpinuntahan mo siya.
Okay, thank you so much.
Ayan, I would like everybody to actually visit our Facebook too. It's David's Haven Spa at gmail.com. Yan. Yung fan page namin, it's also the same thing. Don't go for DHS, hindi nyo siya masasearch, but it's David's Haven Spa yung Facebook account namin.
Okay, there you go. Thank you so much, Mr. David, for sharing your perspective when it comes to spa. Kasi nga, di ba, we cannot separate the reality as of right now, guys, that when it comes to spa, it has something to do with ES talaga. Ito yung nangyayari ngayon. And the very fact na sabi nga ni Sir David na 85% of the spa goers are bisexual and part of the LGBT community. It's because ito rin yung pinag, it's because the spa is the place where they truly belong. They can express themselves na hindi nila kayang express nila sa labas. Diba? And I'm so thankful kasi your spa is also like an LGBT oriented spa na it's worth visiting for. Kasi for all the listeners sa cutepinoyportal.blogspot.com, wherein 99% of the readers and the followers and of course the listeners ng iTunes natin is LGBT community. And we're trying to empower the LGBT community also, not just only, parang alam mo yun, not just only parang dito sa Maynila, and of course bringing them sa outside sa Manila na parang at least the place where they truly belong. Kasi without any condemnation, without any judgmental, and that's our main purpose, reason why we conduct this interview with our guest today. And of course, on behalf of our podcaster, Alan, nawala na naman ngayon. So, I'm so thankful, sir. Thank you for the interview today. Live here in Simoa, nandito tayo, nag-uusap. And of course, just keep in touch, guys, sa blog natin. And of course, once again, just download this podcast sa iTunes. It's free at sa iTunes Store. That's just type Cute Pinoy and the feeds is there, downloadable for free. Of course, our Twitter is Cute Pinoy Portal and any social network. So just type Cute Pinoy Portal sa Google search engine. And of course, sir, marami-marami sa word. Thankful, ha? So once again, this has been your podcaster, Nathan. Thank you so much, Philippines.
You're listening on Cute Pinoy Portal Podcast. Hosted by Alan.
Alan. Alright. Your name is Alan Cyrus.
Correct. Yeah, sa mga gays, merong tinatawag na tap at saka bottom.
Nathan.
Pag marami ng chumorva sa'yo, laspag ka na. So, sa society natin, meron pa rin siyang gender ano.
So, within our society mismo, may mga ganong kaeklabuhan.
Meron pa rin discrimination.
Tama. Kasi,
Number one LGBT-oriented podcast in the Philippines.
www.qpinoyportal.blogspot.com. In a bottle, baby. Come on and let me out.